Book of John, chapter 7, and he reads from verse 1 to verse 18. He starts last week speaking about the will of God, and we will continue this week also to speak about how Jesus did God's will. I read it. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea because the Jews, they were waiting to take his life. But when the Jewish feast of Tabernacle was near, Jesus' brother said to him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracle you do." Verse 4, "No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Show yourselves to the world, for even his own brothers did not believe in him." Therefore Jesus told them, "The right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify that what it does is evil. You go to the feast. I am not yet going out to this feast, because for me the right time has not yet come." Having said this, he stayed in Galilee. Verse 10, "However, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, 'Where is that man?' Among the crowds there was what was spread whispering about him. Some said, 'He is a good man.' Others replied, 'No, he deceives the people.' But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews. Not until the halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and began to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, 'How did this man get such learning without having studied?' Jesus answered, 'My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of the truth. There is nothing false about him." Let's pray. God, thank you for your love and your concern to us. Thank you for always you send your word to us on time to teach us, to guide us, to help us, to persevere, to correct us, to put us back in the track and the line and the way that we ought to go on. I pray, anoint my lips, and let your grace, O God, abound to us, to teach us, to guide us. Answer our questions through this message. Heal our sicknesses, solve our problems, give solutions. Take the message, O God, beyond these walls, and help us to reach others and to bring them back to you. O God, anoint my lips. O God, I hide behind the cross of Jesus. Let your blood, O God, fall on us, transform us, and change our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We spoke last week about introduction, how Jesus would go to the Feast of Tabernacle or no. We discovered that he needed to go because that's the word of God. But But he cannot go with his brothers, because his brothers, they were having different mind. They are going, but they don't know why. They don't know that they need to go to obey God. For them, going is just tradition. It's just, you know, habit. Everyone is going here, we also go. And they were happy to go with, to take Jesus with them, to boss about, you know, our brother, see this, our brother. He can do miracle and, yeah. So they have different mind. And Jesus does not like to go along with them, because he wouldn't be able to speak. His testimony would not tarry. When the people would see him and see his brother, they'll be doubting him, or it will be more stumbling block to them. Anyhow, he thought, if you go, for you anytime is okay, because the people does not hate you. Because they are not working for that. They are working for their own glory and benefit. After they went, he needed also to go in obedience to the word of God. You know, the Feast of Tabernacle, when we read about that feast in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 34 to 43, I'm not saying this about the Feast of Tabernacle to describe the details of what they are doing there, why they mean they need to go for, and they stay there in Jerusalem 1 week. I'm not speaking about that, but I'm speaking about the essence of the Feast of Tabernacle, why it was instituted and why God wanted to be done regularly and to be fulfilled. Tells a story. Verse 33. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33 onward. The Lord said to Moses, said to the Israelite, on the 15th day of the 7th month, the Lord's Feast of Tabernacle begins, and it lasts for 7 days. You know, the 15th of the 7th month, it is 15th of October. And you know, I want to do something. Last week, I preached the message, but I'm not aware of it. After I preached, I found that, yes, that is exactly what last week. Some churches, they celebrate, but I'm going to bring the essence of the Feast of Tabernacle, the meaning of it. The first day is sacred assembly. Do no regular work. For 7 days, present offering made to the Lord by fire. On the 8th day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. It is the closing assembly. Do no regular work. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, which you are to proclaim a sacred assembly for bringing offerings made to the Lord by fire. The burnt offerings and the grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings required for each day. These offerings are in addition to those for the Lord's Sabbath and in addition to your gifts and whatever you have bought and all the free will offerings you give to the Lord. So beginning with the 15th day, verse 39 of the 7th month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the 8th day is a day of rest. God wants us to be at rest. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generation to come. Celebrated in the seventh month. Live in, verse 42, live in booth for 7 days. All native born Israelites are to live in booth. So your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feast of the Lord. When God brought the Israelites from Egypt, He asked him to live in booth, you know, like a small tent. Just to remember what God had done to them. First day, there will be rest, 8 days will be rest. During the 7 days, they will celebrate. The essence of the Feast of Tabernacles is to be in God's presence, to be at rest with God's presence. And at that time, when Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord went there not to bring trouble, but to bring peace into their lives. Now, my point here, Christ come into our life to bring us peace. And there here, Jesus went to the feast, but what was the intention of the Jews? They want to kill. God has a good plan for us, but we must understand God. They wanted to kill him. The one who had given them instruction to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, he went himself to be there. And they were planning to kill him. You know, even today, Christ is misunderstood. God is misunderstood. The Word of God is misunderstood. The Church also is misunderstood. But we are required by God to do what is right and just. Go back to John. So why the Feast of Tabernacles? To remind him what he did. And he wanted them to be at rest and at peace. But we will never be at rest unless we go back to the Word of God. Unless we go back to the will of God, we will never be at peace. You open the Bible. He says, what is the requirement for the children? Train the child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not go away from it. He said, foolishness is born in the heart of the child, but the rod of discipline, rod of correction will drive it out. Go back now to the people's life. Children, they will give chocolate. They will give gifts. They will give mobile. They will give games and toys. Where is the peace now of God when we disobey the Word of God? Verse 11. John 7:11. He need to go. And we need to move. We need to move. Our presence is very important. We ought to make Jesus available to the people by making him known to them. In verse 11 say, now at the feast the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is that man? And you get the point here? They were asking for him because some of them he had healed, he had helped. Some of them get upset with him. But what the point that I want to say here is that our presence, to bring God's presence in people's life, should be something missed and should be something requested. Not just because people like, I will go. If people are, they don't like it, I'm not, no. I will go because God wants me to go. If it's needed that I need to disturb the people, I will continue to disturb the people. Because that is their own benefit. Did the people recognize Jesus as the Creator when he went there? No. Have you guys here? Even they are intimidated by others. I know some people, when they hear my name, it's like gastric obsidian. Lose motion. Anxiety. Same here. Where is that man? Where is that man? They don't know he's God. Where is that man? Why? Which college? Which family you are? Where is your car? Your mobile? That's how the people evaluate, no. External things, where's that man? Verse 12. Standard of people like that. But we need to do God's will. We need to be people of truth. Among the crowds, there was the bread whispering about him. About him. Some said, he's a good man. Others replied, no, he deceives the people. See, there are two opinions about Jesus, right? Two opinions about the Lord, yeah? Some of them, they say, he's a good man. In verse 11, where is the man? Where is that man? And verse 12 says, he's a good man because he was doing good. He was doing medical healing. He was raising people from death. John, he wrote only 9 miracles of Jesus. He said, if I need to write all that he did, suppose the whole world would not be enough books to write. But even with that, some they say he's a
man.
Not bad. Check your Bible. Deceiver. He's a deceiver. You know what is deceive? Deceive, you know? Sometimes I go to the market, I say, this shop, do you know?
Yeah, this shop I know. Where I go? This way. I go 5 buildings. I ask, after I walk 5 buildings, no? I ask, yeah, they told me this way, this shop. No, you go there. So the first person I asked him, he told me, go this way. What he did to me? He deceived me.
So about Jesus, why he deceived them? When I go to my country, I see, they tell me, why you are losing weight? I say, I'm fasting. What? This is not God you are worshiping. How you fast like this? And Jesus, when he tell you, go through the narrow gate, narrow way. Yeah? Everyone is going to the high, wide gate, wide way, freedom. Democracy, but I don't find it in the Bible. So when the mind of the people is contradict the word of God, so what do you say about Jesus? Deceiver. You know what the word of God say? The word of God say to Adam when he sinned, go and till the ground. From the herb of the field you will eat. And now they are eating ready-made fast food. Utterly disobedient to the word of God because they want easy way of life. Easy way of life. So what do you expect? It become more harder, more easy. Become more You see here, there's one thing. We should understand. And I am fully convinced of it. But I want to convince you. You cannot win the pleasure of all people. And you cannot please them. Even Christ himself, they thought about him as a deceiver. He put the people into error. But there's one person we can please. We need to please God. We need to do good according to what He says in His words. Not according to the people wants or pleasure. Paul, he described that in a very clear way. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. The kind of message we receive today and the kind of message that we receive every church meeting, the purpose of it is to wash you from the pollution that is from the world. Pollution around us. Deception around us. And the Word of God give us strength, give us spiritual food, open our eyes, take the skills away, take the sleepiness away, to let us see the truth. Why do you say about him he's a good man? Because he did certain things good, and he is the light. He brought light to the blind people. But why do they say about him he's a deceiver and they want to kill him? Because light, when appear, it would disturb those who want to sleep. How many of you, when the light open, he is disturbed, he is asleep? Close the light. And light also exposes sin. That's why when you bring Jesus, is the light. Yes, it has a privilege, but also expose sin. And those who are hiding their sin, they are demons. You know when he was driving out demons? Those who are possessed by demons, the demons, they will fight. They will fight back. They will kick the person out on the ground. And they will come out with a shouting and screaming. You know, in my country, how they know that the doctor is good? If you will give them some cream and the cream cause pain, or the medicine they will drink cause pain. I say also, when Jesus disturb us, take the demons away. And Paul say, Christian people should be measured well when people react. How you feel you are working in a shop, or you are working in a school, or you are working in the hospital, or you are working in the restaurant and some customers are not happy? You are shaken, no? But as long as you have done the correct things, my brother and my sister, don't be shaken. Have you get the point here? Because even Christ himself, they say about him deceiver. As long as you have done the right thing, don't be shaken with people reactions. That's why we come together to study the Bible. We need the Word of God. Have you done the right things? Stand firm. Have you done wrong? You correct yourself. I was blind before, but now I repent. Before? Listen up. Before? One girl coming, Pastor, pray for me, that's my boyfriend. Oh, yes. They are doing a lot there, I pray for him. Fool I was, blind I was. To make them happy, no? They should feel happy coming to the church. I am sending them to heaven. I repent. Dust and ashes. Pastor, pray for me. My salary is 10,000. Pray for me monthly, you said. Yeah, I pray also. I pray also because salary must be 15,000. Why to me? I don't preach the gospel. Promotional things, no? Take one, get one free. People, they don't know their right and their left. We deceive them? No! We tell them the truth. Even they are upset. Let it be. Later on they will realize. Oh, this guy 10 years ago, he told us. We laugh on him. Crazy will go to God. You have started to follow. Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Paul says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph for the procession in Christ and through us to spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. You see, here's the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Like fragrance is smear, no? Perfume. You get the point? Yeah? Air refreshing up. He said, we are spreading the fragrance of Christ. But next verse, how he said? For we are to God the aroma of Christ. The aroma is the smell. For we are for God the aroma of Christ. Among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. When God sees our life, we are the aroma of Christ. To those who are accepting the message, they are saved. And even those who are perishing, we are still the aroma. Even they tell us he's a bad smell, he's a deceiver, he's a bad man, he's a bad heart. But I know I have done my best with that person. And I'm forgetting the aroma of Christ. I will not be shaken. I know the service that I afford to him. Or to her, or to that son, or that person, or to this city, or to that nation, or to that company, to that people. I am the aroma of Christ, as I stand on the word of God. Verse 18, to the one, we are the smell of death. I know some people, when my name is coming, they have pain in the heart, backache, stomach pain, anxiety. For some people, you say, we are the smell of death to this. One, we are the smell of death. To the other, the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task is a task. Can you get the point? I am a smell of death to some people. And to some people, I am the smell of life. I am the fragrance of life. Smell of death and the fragrance of life. And verse 17, Paul says, unlike so many, we do not peddle in NIV, he says we do not peddle, in King James, he says we do not corrupt the word of God for a prophet. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. the word pedal, in NIV, the word corrupt, in King James. You know, the right word is the corruption. It's more accurate. But the meaning of pedal, you know what the meaning of pedaling? What is pedaling? Selling, selling, chocolate, ice cream. I'm giving you your medicine. I'm giving what you need. In Farsi, we don't peddle the word of God. We don't corrupt it. We don't mix it. Can you get the point? This is sister's birthday. This is graduation day. This is anniversary day. You make people happy. But we are killing the people. We are deceiving the people in this way. Go back to the heart of the message. Jesus in the Feast of Tabernacles. Food and games and no accountability. Whoa, we like that. That's where the work of devil is. In verse 13, see here, it was a hot day. It was a hot day. People, they like him, that he's doing good. But people also, they are, you know, they want to bite, they want to cut him. And that's the situation around us. And sometimes we are, fear coming in. What will happen to me? Do I need to go? Or is it dangerous? Fear creeping. But if you read verse 13, John 7, 13. You say, but no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews. See, in their heart they are better, they are angry, but they can't do anything. So you get the point why? God makes some arrangement that those who are there who like him, they were there. Those who do not like him, they cannot speak up. They are afraid of the people, not afraid of God. But God was in full control, right? It was not the time for him to be arrested. It was not the time for him to be put to silence or put to death. The same for us. We need to persevere. Whether sickness, whether hardship, whether trial, whether persecution, whether weakness in body, yeah? Whether old in age, we need to persevere in serving God and serving His people according to His will and according to His word. We don't need to be intimidated. In verse 14, and very beautiful things. I love it so much in verse 14. It's a very nice story about our life. You say, not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and began to teach. In spite of all this struggle that he was passing through, his family, people, opinion, opposition, trial, he's a deceiver, but he make a way that he will go to the temple and start to church meeting, go on. I don't know, sometimes it's a Friday, until I reach next Friday, I said, jump. I have to jump. But God makes way. Trials, hardship, ministry will go on. Fighting, man to man, wars, attacks of Satan, demons. But God's service should continue. People need God. Amen? And we need to go. We need to help people. We need to tell the truth. Even they hate us. Even they bite us. Yeah? Still, we need to persevere. That is how we love God. And that is how we do His will. Church meeting continue. Teaching continue. The Jews were amazed and asked. The Jews were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having studied? Where is that man? He is a good man. And then, how he get this teaching? Where he had studied? Which college Jesus was graduated? Which seminary? He's God, yeah? But he was taught in his house by Joseph and Mary. He was homeschooled. You know, I have seen people. I'm just telling you the situation. So you can evaluate. You know, I've seen people know. You ask your son which college or your daughter which college. Example, you know, if the college is not high, you know, the parents are, you know, little intimidated, depressed. And I ask, your son, is he read the Bible? Have he finished reading the Bible? He had finished the college. And the mother, no, he did not read the Bible. She's happy to say that he did not read the Bible. You get the point? As long as he has finished college, but he does not know the Word of God, it's fine. He has read books like that to finish study, but does not know the Word of God. It's fine for him. Have you get the point here? People opposite. And they ask here, where he studied? Do you know, wherever place the people study, if they don't follow God, all their study will not bring a blessing at all into their lives. They ask, where he studied? How did this man get such learning without having studied? Jesus answered, my dream is not my own. I did not study as you are studying. Which is could tell us? Which branch you are, which academy? It's him. It comes from him who sent me. My point here, if we will not train our children to live by the will of God from childhood until they are old, whatever education or academic things they will achieve will not be a blessing to them. In Isaiah chapter 54. You know this teaching, if I will publicly, they may stone me, but I'm ready for it. Have you got the point? I'm ready, but I know they will not stone unless God allow it when my job is finished. He will allow it. No, I'm not saying don't study, I'm not saying that. But if the doctrine of your life, your faith does not go along the Word of God, all what you study of nobody. You know, sometimes I tell you the truth, not what you study, but the prayer. I'm not saying don't study, you have to study hard. But have you prayed before the exam? Have you humbled yourself? Have you checked yourself, Lord, forgive me? Isaiah 54. He, the Samaritan woman, she went to the village to the town. He told them, come see the man who told me all what I have done. When the Holy Spirit is here, have you got the point here? You know the GPS now to they are doing to visit places, navigator, have you got the point? But I find if I don't pray, I can't reach. Not a classic, I also use. But if I will not pray, yeah, I have faith in God, if I will not pray and I drive my car, I will get a fine. Because when I invite God to lead me, to protect me, it has value. Isaiah 54 verse 13. It says, all your sons will be taught by the Lord. And great will be your children, peace. Isaiah 54 verse 13. All your children will be taught by the Lord. And great will be your children's peace. Have you get the point? If we allow God to teach our children, if we allow God to discipline our children, how we got to discipline them? You know what is Jesus? Jesus is the living word of God. When we take the word of God and apply it in their life, and they will obey, and we discipline them, then they will have peace at the end of their life. We need to adopt the doctrine of God. John chapter 7 verse 16. Jesus answered, my teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. And verse 17, if anyone, John 6, 17, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. God wants us to do his will. God wants us to go through the teaching that his word speaks. I was today, in the morning, I was meditating and reading the book of 2 Thessalonians. You know, my eyes and my hearing stop on one word that Paul spoke to the Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 15. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 15. Say, therefore, brethren, stand firm and hold the traditions which we have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. That is in King James. He told them, stand firm and hold on what? On the tradition, not the cultural tradition. The tradition of the word of God. And also, in chapter 3, verse 6, partly about the tradition that he passed to the churches. Paul wrote 50% of the New Testament. We have to take seriously what he wrote, this apostle. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. He said that those who does not walk according to that tradition that they receive from us, so he sure that he gives them that tradition, we walk away from that person, from that brother. Now the question comes to my mind. How about now of Paul living now with us and he will see the churches? Will he find that tradition that he passed? I don't. Would he see how people getting wild, believers getting wild, churches becoming wild, worldly? We became like the Jewish who hate Jesus when he came to heaven. In John chapter 7, we need to do gospel. We need to follow the doctrine of God. In verse 18, John 7, 18, say, he who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is the man of truth. There's nothing false about him. God called us today, my brother and my sister, to be men of truth. To be a woman of truth. To be a man of truth. When we work for the honor of the one who sent us, not for our personal things. We compromise because we want people to be good to us. We want to take the honor for us. But that's not the way. The motive should be pure. Yeah? This person I don't like. I have some personal issue with him. But according to the other things, he's doing better than others. Because I don't like him, I see he's not good. That's unfair. Have you get the point? We need to be honest people. Men of truth. God calls us to clean ourselves. God calls us today to repent. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You know, somebody get angry with me because he brought food and I did not eat. I mean, I eat other food, but I'm not aware I did not taste that food. I mean, don't be upset or take off. Why? There's nothing in truth about these things. That's what he told them. He told them, stop judging using the external manifestation, external appearance. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Let all Timothy flee the evil desire of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We need to come out from these lustful things, our unrighteousness, our own plans, our emotions, our flesh desires. Book of 1 John, chapter 2. Read John chapter 2. And verse 28-29. And now, dear children, continue in Him, so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. God wants us to be continue in Him. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of Him. Man of truth, man of truth. Chapter 3, verse 4. Next chapter, verse 4. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appears so that He might take away our sin, and in Him is no sin. Verse 6, no one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. God is merciful. Through the blood of Jesus, we have forgiveness. The grace of God is there to open our eyes. The Scriptures is ointment to remove the blindness, to make you see yourself as you are, so that you will be able to recognize your sin and repent. It is wrong to sin, but God give us chance not to continue to do wrong. We need to repent. Those who continue to sin, they neither born on Him or know Him. In verse 1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Let me get the point. They say about Jesus, deceiver, because they did not know Him. They misunderstand us because they don't know God, that we need to persevere. Dear children, dear friends, now we are the children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope, and I have this hope, in Him, purify himself just as He is. God wants us to purify ourselves. God wants us to be willing more to go through the narrow way, hardship. We need to do exactly what God wants us. People around us will be divided with us and against us. You can't keep them all with you. If all of the people support you, it means that there is something, you are in the wrong company. We have to move. That's how we purify ourselves. We purify ourselves that the honor should go to God. We purify ourselves to take away wrong motive, wrong desire, repent of sin and shortcomings. Let's stand. The Word of God help us. The Word of God support us. The Word of God give us light. The Word of God, it disturb us in order to heal us. And God want us to trust Him, even in time of trial, time of opposition, people misunderstand us. But God wants us to go along His will, not to compromise. Bear the pain, bear the rejection, bear the misunderstanding. There'll be fruit. We are farmers in this earth. We break the ground before we put the seed. Fruit will come. Either while we are alive or even time that we are dead, fruit will come. Yes, O God. You are our hiding place, O God. You are our strength. You are the one who will help us to go along the things that you want us to do, Lord. I pray for comfort that comes from you. For all my brothers and sisters who are in the world, but having difficulties, having trials, people misunderstand them, especially when they are doing your will, when they are abiding with your command, help them, O God. You are our hiding place.
You are my hiding place.
You give us the strength, O God. That we going to apply your word and victory will come, because that's your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. Oh God, I pray, strengthen all the workers, your church. We are willing to go through it, oh God. We are willing to go and help those who are in it. We are willing to face opposition and trials, and people does not like us. Lord, we trust that you are in full control, and you will allow us to achieve the things that you want to achieve through our life. Oh God, bless us. Heal our sickness, heal our diseases, provide our needs, do miracles, change the heart of people, situations, circumstances. I pray your will shall be done in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord, in love of our territory. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we may feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.